Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the most exciting abstracts that were presented at the Migraine Trust International Symposium, the MTIS, which was a virtual congress of neurology this year. It was held from the 3rd through the 9th of October, 2020. Anyway, enjoy listening. So Dr. Buse gave a talk about fremanuzumab and two different studies. That was the FOCUS study and the HALOS study. And of course, fremanuzumab, it's a fully humanized monoclonal antibody that selectively targets the calcitonin gene-related peptide. And it was effective in patients with migraine. And we know that in up to 30% of the patients with episodic migraine and up to 57% of patients with chronic migraine have comorbid depression. And the focus of these studies was to look especially at those patients. So patients with migraine and comorbid depression experience reduced quality of life, obviously, and experience reduced efficacy with their treatment as well. And the FOCUS and HALO studies really wanted to focus in on the problem surrounding this subgroup of patients and their unmet needs. In the 12-week placebo-controlled FOCUS study, patients with episodic or chronic migraine and inadequate response to 2 to 4 prior migraine preventative medication classes were randomized to either quarterly fremanuzumab at 675 milligrams in month 1 and placebo in months 2 and 3, or monthly fremanuzumab at 675 milligrams in patients with chronic migraine and 225 milligrams in patients with episodic migraine for month 1, and thereafter 225 milligrams in months 2 and 3, or a matched monthly placebo. In the 52-week HALO study, chronic migraine patients received monthly fremanuzumab at 225 milligrams monthly with a starting dose of 675 milligrams and quarterly fremanuzumab at 675 milligrams every 3 months. Both of these studies' post-hoc subgroup analyses evaluated efficacy in patients with comorbid moderate to severe depression based on the patient health questionnaire, PHQ-9s, with a score of 10 or larger at baseline. Changes from baseline in average monthly migraine days or headache days or at least moderate severity and PHQ-9 scores were evaluated in the subgroups. So first, let's take a look at the 12-week FOCUS study. In that study, so of the 838 patients that were enrolled, 154 of them had moderate to severe depression, and mean reductions from baseline in migraine days and headache days were significantly greater with fremanuzumab versus placebo at 12 weeks. But during that period, fremanuzumab treatment was also associated with greater mean reductions from baseline in the PHQ-9 score versus placebo, although these differences were not really statistically significant. They were really borderline. In the 52-week HALO study, however, 1,103 patients were randomized, and of those, 219 of them had moderate to severe depression associated with their chronic migraine. And compared with baseline, the mean migraine days, the headache days, and PHQ-9 score was reduced at week 52 after treatment with quarterly and monthly fremanuzumab. So fremanuzumab was effective in patients with migraine and especially comorbid moderate to severe depression patients. It was equally effective. And this was associated with an improvement in the depressive symptoms over long-term treatment and in patients with difficult to treat migraine. So I think the conclusion here is that fremanuzumab, it really does seem to be associated with an improvement in the depressive symptoms over long-term treatment in patients with difficult to treat migraine.